We are starting a new series next week called I Am. It's about the seven I Am statements in John, where Jesus says things like, I am the good shepherd, I am the true vine, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and other ones too. Now, we were originally going to do this series. We're going to start it last week and use it as our Lent series leading up to Easter. Our dates are a little off now because we had Katie speak for us last week and a guest speaker this week, but we're still going to be very purposeful about how we use this series to prepare us for Easter. And one thing I want to try each Sunday is I'm going to send out some scriptures to prepare us for the talk on the following Sunday. Okay. And if this is something that you want to be a part of, if you want to receive these scriptures and kind of be ready for the message, all you have to do is email me at hank@harborofhope.org and let me know that you would like to be in on this I Am reading list, okay? Let me just stress real quickly. Is it going to be in the e-update? No. Is it going to be on the website? Nope. I'm sorry. Okay. There's no publicity attached to this. It's just an old school email with some scriptures and perhaps a thought or two about where we're headed that following Sunday. Okay? Does that make sense? All you have to do is email me at hank@harborofhope.org, and I'll put you on the list. I'll send out something either on Sunday night or first thing on Monday morning. Okay, so let's get to our guest speaker. His name is Jamal Watson, and he is a church planter friend of mine. So some of you guys are going to get a chance to see, or all of you are going to get a chance to see with the kind of folks that I get to hang out with on a weekly basis in my coaching ministry. Jamal studied right up the road at Gordon, and he is currently planting a church in Wichita, Kansas called Temple of Christ Church. And I asked him to speak for us today because he is one of the most positive and upbeat people I have ever met. He's planting a church and working a full-time job, by the way. And he was recently laid off from that job. He struggled to find a new job to support the church plant. He's got family concerns, health setbacks, and he won't tell you any of that in his talk just because he's not that guy. But I wanted you to know that at the outset, as you listen to his message about the safety and the security that we find in Christ, I think that'll help you understand just what an incredible young man that Jamal is. So I hope you're blessed by Jamal's message today called Safe and Secure. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Jamal Watson, and I am a church planter here in Wichita, Kansas, and I'm so honored to share the word of the Lord with you today. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for your grace and your goodness towards us. I thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for your kindness. Lord, you're so good. You're so wonderful. You're so mighty. You're so strong. Lord, even in the times that we live, we're so grateful to have a God like ours, that you give us the blueprint to life according to your word. And I pray that as we share your word today, that you would enlighten us, that you would empower us, that we may continue to serve you well. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 6. We're going to go to Luke, chapter number 6, and we're going to begin at verse 46 through verse 49. Luke chapter number 6, 46 through 49. I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version, and it reads like this. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do my words is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation, built on sand. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. I want to minister to you from the subject safe and secure. Safe and secure. As I was thinking through what I may share with you today, this idea of safety and security became paramount in my mind. We live in turbulent times. 2021, like 2020, is times that have caused so much change and so many things to occur that we would never have been able to foresee. But the one great thing about this year is we see the faithfulness of God and the consistency of God, no matter what the weather, whether things are good or whether things are bad, we see that God is faithful. I love one of the attributes of God being that he is Alpha Omega. He is the beginning and the end. That means in the middle of our situation, we can trust the God who was before the beginning and who will be there after the end. This is indeed good news that when everything else is shifting and shaking, we serve a God who is solid like a rock. This is where we encounter this scripture here in Luke chapter 6. Jesus is teaching his disciples and all those that would listen as he teaches them about the kingdom of God. He's teaching them principles for their life. And indeed, I love how he teaches us the principles for our life, no matter the challenges that we may face. We begin here in verse number 46 of Luke 6. He says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you?" We have to stop there for a moment, because oftentimes we acknowledge Jesus as Lord, but we don't do what he says. And because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he has the right to reign over our lives. Now, when I mean reign, I mean the R-E-I-G-N, not just the R-A-I-N. He has the right to reign over our lives because, again, he knows better than us. And he has a plan for us that is always good. He has a purpose for us that is for our betterment and not for our disaster. And so Jesus says to these disciples, as indeed he says to us, he says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say?" He said, "I want you to understand that me being Lord means that I have the ability to guide and direct your life." He has the ability to say where we should go and what we should do. Not because he's trying to be controlling, not because he's trying to be manipulative, but because he has a desire to guide us according to the path that he has already laid out for us. Indeed, we all have a purpose and a destiny that is good according to his will. And so he says, "Well, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my word," look at this, "and does it." So we have a three-pronged approach here, that we come to Jesus instead of running away from him, that we hear Jesus, but it doesn't end there. It doesn't just end with coming to him, and it doesn't end with hearing him. He said, we must come to him. We must hear him and do what he says. So it's not enough to come into his presence to hear what he says. Now we have to walk it out. We have to live it out in obedience and faith. He says, "Everyone who comes to me and hears my word and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock." Beloved, we have been called to lay our lives upon the foundation, which is Christ Jesus. We've been called to lay everything that we have and everything that we will be upon him who does not end, upon him who is eternal, upon him who is the one who has fixed and fashioned our lives in his timing. He says to us here in the scripture that we are called to dig down deep. We're called to get out of the muck and the mire, the clay and the limestone, and come down to the rock. We've come to the rock who is Christ Jesus. And he says, if we build our lives upon the rock, which he is, that when the floods come, when the winds come and the rains come and the streams of life and the current situations that we may face, they come to beat upon our house. What does he say? He says, it could not be shaken. This is something that I think is so profound, that in the year that we have had in 2020, in the year that we're having in 2021, everything that could be shaken is being shaken. But I am so glad that we can be built upon the rock, so that no matter what comes to our life, all of the pain and hurt and disappointment, all of the joys and all of the injustices and all of the unity and all of the division, that we can find a solace and a security, not in ourselves, that we don't build our lives on our own reputation. We don't build our lives on our own expectation. We don't build our lives on the things of this world. We don't build it on our status. We don't build it on our ethnicity. We don't build it on our economics. We don't even build it on our churches. We build it upon the one who is the author of the church and the finisher of our salvation, Christ Jesus the righteous. This is good news because he is not only God, but he loves us enough to give us everything we need that we may live like him, that we may be his followers, that we may be those who he has designed and desired to give us a good destiny. He said, those who come to me and hear my words and do them in obedience, they are like a person who has built their lives on a rock. That when life happens, and Lord knows life happens, when life happens, we can remain standing, not because of us, but because of him. He gives us the juxtaposition to that. He gives us the other side to that. He said, now I want to tell you about the person who doesn't, who only hears my word, but doesn't do them. He said, but the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. A man who just kind of took some space and put his house on sand. It looked solid for the moment until there was a situation where rain came. And beloved, life happens. There is going to be rain as well as sunshine. There is going to be winter as well as spring. And we see here that the person who built their house without a foundation, who built their house without the foundation of God, Christ Jesus, his word, they are the person who is swept away. There's a person whose house immediately falls every time something bad happens. They're the person whose house immediately is ruined every time something happens and we get a bad report or something happens that doesn't go our way. It is easy to serve God when everything is well. It is easy to serve God when we have all that we need. But beloved, we have not been called to serve a God in times of ease and comfort. We've been called out to call others out to serve a God no matter where life takes us. That we are called to be safe and secure, and our peace is not based on our circumstance. That our security is not based on who we are, it is based on who he is. That we don't have to find self-defense because he is our definer and defender. That the Lord has called us to be a people who are built on the rock, who are built on the revelation of Christ's kingdom, who are built on the fact that he is our God. He is our keeper. He is our guide. He is our lamppost, and he is indeed our foundation. Turbulence will test our integrity. The soundness of a house is tested by the turbulent times that happen. You know if a house is built on a solid foundation when the winds come and the waves come and the winter weather comes and the summer weather comes and beats upon our house. But thanks be unto God that we're not built on ourselves. We're not built on man-made religious practices. We're not built on the things that we can do, but we are built upon the rock, which is Christ Jesus. That's good news. He is our foundation. He's a firm foundation. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I love that hymn because it encompasses everything that we hope for. And our hope is not going to be made ashamed. That if we hope in God, even in times of trial, that we will triumph with him. If we suffer with him, we will reign with him. And God is faithful. He is faithful to do everything that he has promised. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he has to repent. Whatever he has spoken, he will do. And so we remain faithful to him because he has already been faithful to us. We love him because he first loved us. Everything good that we have is because of who he is. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. This is good news. That our safety, our stability, our security is wrapped up in Jesus alone. That we find when everything else changes. I love the scripture in the Psalms that says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, leading me to the place that I can hold on to when everything else fails, that Christ Jesus is that foundation for our souls, that when we trust God in transition, no matter where we're going from or going to, we have trusted in the one who is true and faithful and worthy. I want to leave you with one last scripture from Psalm 18, 1 through 6. This is from David in the midst of his trial with Saul, who was king at the time, and David was to be his successor. David sang this to the Lord, and I want you to hear this from Psalm 18, 1 through 6. He says, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my solid rock, my fortress, my rescuer. My God is my rock. I take refuge in him. He is my shield, my salvation strength, my place of safety. Because he is praiseworthy, I cried out to the Lord, and I was saved from my enemies. Death's cords were wrapped around me. Rivers of wickedness terrified me. The cords of the grave surrounded me. Death's trap held me tight. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord. I called to my God for help. God heard my voice from his temple. I called to him for help, and my call reached his ears. Beloved, he has made us safe and secure as we build our lives upon the rock. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would allow us to know that no matter what we may feel or what we may face, that you are faithful. Lord, I pray for each and every person that would partake in this message, that they would find comfort and strength and challenge and empowerment to know that in Christ Jesus, we are safe and secure, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and find safety, that we can hide behind the shadow of the Almighty. And this hiding is not one of trepidation, or this is not one of fear, but we have courage in our Father who is with us, who loves us, who desires us, and has designed us. So Lord Jesus, we ask that you be who you are, our safe place, the place that we find security, value, purpose, and restoration. That when everything else changes, we thank you that you are consistent. We thank you that you are faithful. We thank you that you are good. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would not just know in our brains that you have made us safe and secure, but in our soul we would gain the peace that surpasses all understanding, that would guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, to know that in Christ we are safe and secure. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, and give you peace.